Hello, I am Karen Campbell. Welcome to the Considering Lament podcast. Weekly, you will be able to hear from the Presbyterian Church in Ireland one podcast highlighting the Considering Lament resource, as well as introducing the newly written Psalms of Lament. Psalms of Lament allow us to express our pain, frustration, and hurts to God. In each podcast, we will feature a psalm reflection and will end with the Psalm of Lament. Friedrich Buechner writes that in suffering we can either be broken or broken open. Our hope is that these psalms will facilitate this breaking open to discover the repairs that come from the brokenness in our world. Welcome to Considering Lament.
Psalm 82. God presides in the great assembly. He gives judgment among the gods. How long will you defend the unjust and show partiality to the wicked? Defend the cause of the weak and fatherless. Maintain the rights of the poor and oppressed. Rescue the weak and needy. Deliver them from the hand of the wicked. They know nothing. They understand nothing. They walk about in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are shaken. I said, "You are gods. You are all sons of the Most High. But you will die like mere men. You will fall like every other ruler. Rise up, O God, judge the earth, for all the nations are your inheritance." This powerful and challenging psalm is a plea for justice. The writer knows that it is God, whose kingdom is founded on righteousness and justice, who has delegated authority to men to provide justice, and we read his thoroughgoing condemnation of their failure to deliver. They show favour, they fail to defend the weak and ignore the oppressed and powerless, those people who are so dear to God's heart. This is a justice system that the psalmist recognises as totally failing, and how that resonates with us as we lament the many failures of justice in our own time. I recall my life in Fermanagh through the Troubles, my attendance at so many funerals of fathers, uncles and the brothers of pupils, with family lives changed forever, as so many felt forced to move out of border areas. One very vivid memory is of a visit to the home of a pupil and seeing her mother hold the youngest of her five children, just a baby, in her arms as she grieved the murder of her husband, farmer and breadwinner, in their farmyard the night before, and was facing into an unknown future. So often no one paid the penalty for those heinous, cruel acts, and indeed some of the families left behind knew the perpetrators who had contributed in various ways to these devastating losses, and had to live with the awareness that some of them at least were still walking around amongst them. Then the unforgettable tragedy of the Enniskillen bomb, the Poppy Day bomb, which ended the lives of 11 innocent people who had come to honour those who had died in conflict but lost their own lives, with so many others injured and traumatised. In my own Presbyterian church, 6 people died that morning, with a 7th in a coma, dying many years later. There has been no justice for the families of those affected. Some have had their lives effectively put on hold for decades as they wait and hope for someone to be held accountable, enabling them to know some measure of healing. But the justice system has failed to deliver. I see, however, that even when families do get to court, or even have extensive public inquiries, they never feel they've got the full story. There is always something missing. Should we be surprised that a human, flawed system of justice has not delivered, because it is in the hands of flawed human beings. Even Jesus Christ, God's only Son, was the victim of flawed justice, as we read the Gospel account of his arrest and trial. The psalmist prays for the defence of the weak and helpless and for justice for the oppressed. And yes, we should be praying for the politicians who allocate money or not to the legal system, for effective and fair legal aid for all those who really need it, and for those who deliver justice, that they're motivated by compassion and wise discernment and a powerful desire to see the system really meeting the needs of those who depend upon it. We should be willing to speak out about legal abuses, praying too for those suffering from that lack of justice, including generational victims, that they will somehow be enabled to recognise that the only source and deliverer of true and ultimate justice is God, our loving Heavenly Father. May they, in that recognition, find a measure of peace that enables them to move on, to move forward into the future God has planned for them. One day, as the judge of all the nations, he will dispense justice and no one will escape. It is mine to avenge. I will repay, says the Lord. That is where true justice will be found. And as Christians, that's where our hope lies. It is not a fantasy to protect and comfort us. It is a confident, alert expectation that God will do what he says he will do, and a willingness to let him do it his way and in his time.
There. now that everything's falling apart, yet you see where we fail to discern and to know what is right. Please rescue us, heal our proud thoughts, defend the rights of your name.